String 39. 343 Guilty Spark. Installation 04. For a few hours after I do my duty, I try to listen to all the communications, the final sounds. The channels are remarkably free and clear. Would I fire Halo if it were my decision? Not my decision. It has been done, but the effects are out of sequence, smeared in time. Ghostly. There is one last patch of communication, somewhere below, within a great dense cloud, perhaps a star nursery. A new and precocious civilization acquiring its voice only now, having eluded both the Forerunners and the Flood, sending its first plaintive, hopeful signals, crying out for attention. Heed us. I do not understand what they are trying to say. Do not know what they might have looked like. Cannot imagine what they might have done had they been born in more fortuitous times. And then, even that young voice is gone. They have done this thing. We have done this thing. What more will come, ever? Without warning, internal processes already set in motion begin to erase parts of my memory, concealing secrets and hiding my past from me. I strain to prevent this, but it is inevitable. I try to hold on to history, but slowly it fades away, replaced now by my new station, my new purpose. My galaxy is dead. I am machine. I am Chakas. I am human. I am 343 Guilty Spark. I have never understood Forerunners, and they will never understand me. But for now, Silentium. This is Ewan Morton. We hope you've enjoyed Halo Silentium, a Macmillan audio production from Tor Books. This program was produced by Laura Wilson, post-production by Tim Franklin, and engineered by Eddie Harkness. Text copyright by Microsoft Corporation. Production copyright 2013 by Macmillan Audio. All rights reserved.